Blog Talk Radio.
God. So we're going to go to a moment of prayer and then we can get the show on the road. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you thanks. We just give you praise and we adore you and we worship you, Father God, because you are truly worthy. Father, we thank you for all that we have At times, even if it looks as though it's not much, we're just truly grateful that you would even consider to even give us what you do. And we need to be more thankful, Father God, because there's so many who have not even near to what some of us have. And Father, we just ask that as you continue to bless us, that we may be a blessing to others, Father God. And we touch and agree with you this evening and ask that you would be ever present, Father, that you would touch lives, you would change lives, that you would see a way through for someone this evening. You'd bring peace, you'd bring joy, you'd bring happiness, you'd bring them love, Father God, and allow them to know that they are truly loved and that no one loves them like you will. And Father, we just ask that they can enjoy themselves and have as much fun as I have, even just sharing your word and your music and all that we do here. So, Father, we hand this show over to you now, and we claim it and name it, and ask all these things in the wonderful and most glorious name of Jesus. And all those who agreed, they together said, amen. Amen. Praise God. We have a lot to get done today. I'm excited and anxious to get going. After the show, I'm actually leaving, and I'm going to be going on a really unique trip, and I'm really excited about this. It's just for the night. I'll tell you a little bit more about it when I do the community events and everything else, but I'll give you a hint. It's called Freedom Train, and I'm going to give you a little bit more information in a nutshell, but until then, I'm just praying that you're all well and things are going good. Now, this week's show is sort of a catch-up because, as you know, we had the Glass Awards in Toronto July 20th, and I was able to do the red carpet event for the evening awards show. We have tons of pictures, courtesy of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And while I'm at it, I have to give a shout out to one of our sponsors, phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal sponsors, and that is JAG True Beauty Photography and Makeup Artistry. I had the wonderful opportunity of working with them on the red carpet and at the gala awards and the breakfast in the morning for the Women of Excellence. And so we have lots of photographs courtesy of them. It was such a joy working with them. Wonderful, wonderful people. I love them dearly. And you need to check out our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. We have so much information on there. All the updates I'm giving you this evening, you'll get to see. You'll get to see the pictures. We'll be posting most of the pictures by tomorrow, as well as the eventual list of the winners of the Glass Awards from July 20th on the red carpet and the awards gala. And we knew who all the nominees were, but we didn't get a chance to find out who the actual winners were. And so we want to make sure everybody is fully aware what's going on. But you'll also get to see some information. We have lots of different sponsors. And so we really want you to support our sponsors because they really put their heart and soul into helping our ministry and supporting what we do. And we just love them. We think they're wonderful and know that you will enjoy them. And I can tell you, if I personally endorse them, that means I've worked with them directly. So you might want to check out if you're in the Toronto, GTA, Mississauga, the whole GTA region, Oshawa, Mississauga, Brampton, doesn't matter which regions. I know they'll travel a little bit as well. So you want to check them out. It's JAG True Beauty Makeup and Photography. Okay, check them out. You can email them at JAG, J-A-G, True, T-R-U-E, Beauty at gmail.com. And they've also got a website at www.jagtruebeauty.com. And it says providing both photography and makeup services. And I'm telling you, truly skilled. I've been given the task of actually picking out some photos from a photo shoot I did with them. And I'm not a photo kind of a person. Most people tell you I don't like to get my picture taken, but with Ms. Wood, she was just phenomenal and put me at such ease, and I felt so comfortable. And she has a way of allowing you to just be you. And the pictures, it pulls out who you are without changing who you are and seeing a whole different side of you that you didn't really know existed. She knows how to pull that beauty out of you. The same beauty that shines from in comes from out. And I know that she and I have this scripture that we've come up with, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And she's fully aware of that, and she's going to try and help you with that as well. So definitely, definitely check out JagTrueBeauty.com. Okay, but we will be posting those pictures. They'll be on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. We'll also have some on the Facebook page for Pastor Jay Rouse. And we'll be sharing them also, too, with some of the people that we have contact information that were on the red carpet or at the awards gala in the morning or even just at the awards presentation in the evening. Also, we'll be connecting with the Glass Awards and allowing them to get some of these pictures so they can post and show off all the wonderful and hard work they did. I want to do a shout out to Sister Hyacinth and Brother Michael once again. Wonderful job to the public relations team, the ladies I dealt with, Valerie and Safia, and just everybody put so much effort into it, all the volunteers they had. They did such a wonderful job. I was so proud, so very proud. That being said, tonight's episode is going to be some caught up information that you missed out. We have some interviews from the red carpet. We have the closing interviews for the Women of Excellence. I'm also going to put something out there for you guys, so I need to know you guys are paying attention, because I have something I want to help one of the Women of Excellence recipients accomplish. She's supposed to be going away in November, and we want to try and see what we can do to help her on her trip. But in the meantime, let's get down to business, and then we can start rolling some things in and give some shout-outs. Today, I know for a fact, I have a friend in Windsor. Her name is Chris, and it's her birthday today, and I know she's having a good time, and I'm sure her hubby, Doug, is spoiling her rotten. And so we want to say happy birthday to her. Also want to give a shout-out to everybody else who's had a birthday between last week and today. Happy birthday to you. I hope your day is going well and you've enjoyed it. And anyone who's had an anniversary or any special event in their life, we want to give you a shout-out and tell you happy birthday and this and congratulations and all of those wonderful things. So this is for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Yes, happy birthday to you, and congratulations for all those who are celebrating something other than a birthday. So, let's get down. We want to keep things moving today because there's so much happening, so many exciting things taking place. But remember, if you need to contact us, you can email us at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. That's PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. You can also hook us up on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show. On Twitter, it's at Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter. And, of course, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook. Give us a holler. Give us a shout. If you've got things happening that you want to get out there, we'll let you give us information, send us the email, and we'll get it out there. Amen. So, lots happening this weekend. So let's see what we've got going on here. I'm just going to see. Now, there's a couple additional things that we have to add in, like I told you, that's taking place tonight. But let's just try and listen to some Jason Brown, because he is stuck in traffic. Amen. Okay, and these are the community international events taking place over the next little while. On August the 3rd, Women of Praise concert will be taking place in South Africa. The doors open at 5:30, and the show starts at 6 o'clock, and this is taking place at the Ikodome Christian Center in Scottsdene, Krafeinsdene. August 4th, here in Toronto at the Revival Time Tabernacle at 7 p.m. and showtime 8 p.m. is a dramatic presentation, My Words Are Empty If You Can't See Jesus in Me. Definitely looks like it's going to be something to see, and I think I might just be here in town, so I'll have to check it out and give you an update. Amen. On August the 30th, there's a live TV recording here in Toronto, courtesy of Rogers TV, at 7 p.m. of the play When It All Falls Down by Natalie Miller, and that's taking place at the Richmond Hill Center for Performing Arts. Also taking place in September on the 14th and the 15th, we have the gigantic gospel concert taking place. On the 14th, it's at the Friendship West Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas. And these both concerts are both presented by the J. Spivey Productions. And the shows are going to be hosted by Pastor Kim Burrell. You know that's going to be off the chain. It'll be consisting of Leandria Johnson, Kathy Taylor, and Favor, Shirley Caesar, Tamla Mann, and Crystal Cameron. And on the 15th, the same concert taking place, it will be held at the Bernard G. Coliseum in Huntsville, Texas. And Tamla's husband will also be there at that on the 15th, David Mann. Amen. So that's September the 14th and September the 15th. Moving right along, I know September 20th and the 21st, OMG, Private Pain in Public Schools, will be presented at the Don Bosco High School here in Toronto. And this is written and directed by Dr. Elaine Brown Spencer. She was also one of the Women of Excellence Awards recipients and a nominee for a Theatrical Glass Award. Amen. So you know it should be interesting, and you can get some more information at www.omgunplugged.com. Amen. And once again, just a quick reminder that February the 21st, 2014, the Soweto Gospel Choir will be returning back from South Africa to Toronto and performing at the Sony Center in Toronto. Now remember, there is an early bird ticket code, just EARLYB is the code you want to use to get some of those early bird discount tickets, okay? And that's February the 21st, 2014. I'm so excited. I can't seem to speak. Praise God. All right, moving right along. Now, I've got some things taking place. Rouse Ministries, we are getting all ready for August, because August will be film and sport. Amen. This is going to be different, but we're definitely going to dive in there. We're going to go head first and hope that we can come out alive. Amen. Lots happening in the month of August. I'm going to be busy, busy, busy. Some changes in the show going to be taking place the second week in August, but we'll give you more information on that next week. And we'll give you more particulars. And we have some rather interesting things taking place next week. And we have an addition to the show next week. So you definitely need to pay attention. Once again, all the events and happenings are also found on the Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. Please don't forget, you want to check it out. It will definitely be worth your while. And definitely you want to give a shout out to your church, you want to say anything, you need us to attend something, please. Once again, the email address is pastorjrouseshow@gmail.com. Amen. I want to give a shout out to a pastor in Kenya who had contacted me, Pastor Jumo, John Juma. Just giving him a shout out. He had contacted me. He wanted to do some work with our ministry, praise God. And what is for you, and so keep your head up, as the song says, and just hold on to the Lord and know that He will always continue to have everything He asks you to do to bloom if you listen and obey. Amen. Now, we had the wonderful opportunity of going to the Glass Awards Women of Excellence. We did not get to finish all the interviews. So I really am anxious to get started because we have excerpts from the actual awards. We have red carpet gala information, interviews that we've done. But before I begin, I want to do a little bit of a segment. It's a really short segment. Tomorrow, August 1st, is when we acknowledge for those people who are of color and African descent, should I say, and we have a thing called emancipation. And we have given some acknowledgement to it, and we've revered to it because this was when freedom for the slaves was actually brought into effect. And it's basically to celebrate actual freedom of the slaves in America. There were slaves around the world, but more so there. But we celebrate it. So this evening, I came across the most amazing thing, and I want to give a shout out to Aita Sadu at a different book list. But this event is amazing. This evening, anybody in Toronto who is interesting, they're going to be, it's called Get On Board, and it's happening tonight at 11:30 p.m. They are doing a kickoff to Emancipation Day, which is tomorrow, August 1st, on the Underground Freedom Train, amen? It's a celebration of the 100th anniversary of the passing of Harriet Tubman. Now, this is a lot of good Black history for you. I would urge everybody to take a look, and Google is phenomenal. You need to look it up, praise God. But I'm telling you, you want to know a lot about Harriet Tubman and the Underground Railroad, and my American and Canadian, they can understand because this is what we rode. But here is what's happening. Special guests and celebrities and whoever would like to attend, they're getting together at Union Station, and it's at 11:15 p.m. sharp. Now, I don't want to put this out there, but we have a tendency not to be on time. 11:15 sharp. And I could tell you're going to miss the boat. You won't miss the boat, but you might miss the train. You want to be there at 11:15 p.m. And it says to meet by the ticket booth at Union Station. And the time will be from 11:30 p.m. to 12:30 a.m. They are going to be riding the train from Union Station to Downsview Station. Now, this is not just riding a train. It's got a lot more deeper meaning to this. But what it is, it says, journey with us on the underground from Union Station to Downsview Station as we usher in Emancipation Day. Get on board the Freedom Train for a train ride with special performances, special guests, and, of course, whomever wants to attend. And so I will actually be going. I'm excited. I really enjoy history. I enjoy Black history, obviously. And I think it's going to be an experience. Like it's going to be deep. And I will be doing some interviews and just trying to find out why others wanted to go and why they're there and different things. I'm looking forward to it. I will definitely be updating everybody next week for sure. So after the show, that is where I'm heading out and going to. Should be rather interesting. So moving right along. We've dealt with that, and once again, you want to check out all our other events taking place. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook. Amen. So let us keep going. As I was saying, Glass Awards. We did not get the opportunity to finish interviewing all our women of excellence, and so at the Breakfast Gala, July 20th in the morning, I had the opportunity of finishing off one interview. I still got to get in touch with Cheryl Weber. She's going to connect with us from 100 Huntley Street, Crossroads. And I was able to meet with another one and got a very brief interview with her in the evening because she was getting an award in the morning, and something she was involved with was nominated in the evening. So to get things moving, I'm going to play. We had a wonderful young man on the show last week, Marvin Thompson. I did get an email from him. Marvin, just giving you a shout out. Congratulations. I've got some more information for you guys, and I might even be able to give away, do a couple giveaways next week. So you definitely want to tune in. I've got some music that we're going to be giving away and all sorts of wonderful things and books and all sorts of things. I'm loving it. I love to give stuff away. So we're going to hear from Marvin Thompson, his song Gifted, because we're talking about some very gifted people. After this song, you'll get to start to hear the interviews. Enjoy.
All the money in the world
morning, everyone. It's Pastor Jay Rouse here, and we're at the Garden Hilton out in Mississauga, close to the airport, and we're at the Wonderful Women of Excellence Award Gala and breakfast, and I'm so anxious and looking forward to it. We never had the opportunity to speak with this other lovely lady. She's also one of the recipients, and you are?
Claire Brown.
Okay. And what exactly is the award you're winning?
Healthcare.
Yes, I was about to tell you. That's all right. It's probably very nerve-wracking and very anxious. You look simply lovely.
Thank you. Praise God.
Now, what exactly do you do? Obviously, there's something you've put into this industry that would allow you to become even a nominee, let alone a recipient.
Well, I joined a team from San Francisco, and we go to Guatemala City to do missionary work. We do ophthalmology. I'm on the ophthalmology team, and we do cataract surgery for a group of people in a little town about 8 hours drive from Guatemala City, and it's a group of Mayan Indians who aren't privileged to have access, actually, to health care, especially in eye care.
Okay. And that's very important, too.
It is.
I think I can't even imagine the thought of being close to losing eyesight or even having to deal with not being able to see properly. I know there are certain types of ministries around the world where they even provide glasses, like secondhand glasses. And
yes,
you know,
and that's a part of our mission also.
Okay.
But as you said, the thought of kind of losing your vision. These people actually lose their vision. And we have seen people who have come in with a grandson who's 12 years old, and it's the first time after surgery that they've seen their faces.
Wow.
So it's very emotional, but very satisfying.
Intense.
Yes, it is.
Intense.
It is.
Well, it gives the theory to the godly spirit of I was blind, but now
I can see. Yes, yes.
Amen.
There's a lot of tears that we go.
I can imagine. And it's a revelation. It's almost like a whole new beginning.
It is.
And a fresh start. Mm-hmm. Praise God. So, and you do this in Guatemala, or you assist in sending things?
No, I do go.
Actually,
my next visit will be in November this year.
Wow.
I go every 2 years.
How many times? Oh, every 2 years.
Every 2 years I go.
How many times have you gone so far?
Maybe about 7 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's Guatemala like? I'd like to hear about that.
Guatemala is more like a two-tier. One end of the city, you go to Guatemala City, and it's very affluent. And then you go 4 hours or 8 hours up, and it's poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Poverty, yeah.
Right.
Total
and
poverty.
So I guess your main focus is the lower income or the...
Yes, we do. We don't do anything for people
who
can... No.
Okay.
No.
Praise God. And so this is part of a mission, you were saying. What is the name of the actual mission? Is there a name?
It's a group of well-to-do Americans who met with a Catholic priest while on vacation down in Guatemala, and they built this hospital. So it's actually run by the nuns, and we go there, you know, they assess their patients, and we go there just to do the surgery, and we get back.
Okay.
So we usually go between 10 to 14 days, and it's just surgery, morning
right.
till night. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's a lot of work. But that's a wonderful thing.
But we're also supported by a lot of our companies, because here in Toronto, I work with I'm the coordinator for an ophthalmology center.
Yes.
And we get a lot of support from our business partners and, you know, sending down glasses, lenses, medication for these patients. So, you know,
now,
we get a lot
of support.
Now, if
there was something that the public could do to help, what sort of things would you ask for them? Or do you take the recycled glasses?
That's the main thing that we take, recycled glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Most of our supplies are medical supplies that, you know, the average person can't really give.
Right.
If they want to send a donation directly
financial?
To the group, then they can do that too.
Okay.
So.
Now, if you don't have the contact information now, I can always get that.
Sure, you can.
Afterwards.
Sure. Yes.
And we will definitely post it on our Rouse Ministries broadcast and communication.
That'd be lovely.
And you know what? You never know. We may be able to start doing a campaign where we just get all these recycled glasses.
Oh, I'd love that.
It would be awesome. So,
love that.
Definitely. And you said you're going back down in November?
November, yes.
Okay,
November 3rd.
Then we'll have to keep that in mind, and maybe we can try and pull off something for you, okay?
Wonderful.
All right. Congratulations again, Sister Claire. It was a joy to meet you. And you know what? Ministry comes in so many different formats. And so...
you know, I may preach and I may speak and I may sing to allow people to be able to see the vision, because so many of us can see, but yet we're so blind. But it's a wonderful thing that you, much like Jesus, is helping that blind man to see. Amen.
Yes, our mission is to serve, right?
Amen.
We never win.
Praise God. I just pray that God would continue to bless it and let it continue to grow and reach and touch lives. Amen.
Thank you.
All right. Congratulations again, my sister.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have our first charity challenge. Amen. Praise God. You're supposed to listen through the show and find out when we have a charity challenge. We have a charity challenge right now. We want you, if you have glasses that you no longer use and you don't need, you know, your prescription changes, or maybe you got LASIK eye surgery or something and you got corrective vision surgery and you no longer need your glasses, there are people, and it's just overwhelming when Sister Claire Brown explained that literally they just have them and they go to Guatemala and they just have them in a box. And how they do them, they don't have time to see an optometrist and see someone specializing in eyes. They literally go through the box and everybody tries on glasses until they can see. And then they realize these are their prescription. Amen. So you don't have to do anything major. All you have to do is gather up all those extra pairs of glasses you have lying around the house that you don't use, you haven't used in years, or you no longer need, or anyone else you know. So this is a charity challenge. You need to get those together. We want you to email us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, because we want to get those so we can hand them in to Sister Claire Brown and let her help somebody else. So you could be a blessing today and allow someone else to get something. Amen. We can help the blind to see. Praise God. Now, if you can bundle them and package them and box them, I tell you right now, you could go ahead and I will give you an address. You can send them to the attention of Rouse Ministries, R-O-U-S-E Ministries. Or you can just say Pastor J. Rouse. The address, 23969 Kingston Road. That's K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N Road. Suite number 28052. That's Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Postal code is Amazon Money. 1 N as in Nancy, 1 V as in Victory, 1. Okay, so that's Rouse Ministries or Pastor J. Rouse, 2369 Kingston Road, Suite 28052, Toronto, Ontario, M as in Money, 1 N as in Nancy, 1 V as in Victory, 1. And you can go ahead and send them off. If you can't get them to us, please hold on to them. Email us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, and we will figure out some way to get them, or we will arrange certain days and times for you to do a drop-off. Amen? So please, we will have a drop-off depot set up at a different address. So please check in with us, keep updated, and we will let you know. Amen? Praise God. Let's show some charity with our charity challenge today. We have a giveaway coming up soon, too, so you'll have to listen out. Praise the Lord. So, we did the Women of Excellence Award Banquet Gala. We have Chrisette Ellis, who gave a beautiful message that morning. In about 2 weeks, we're going to air that, so you'll get to hear her message in the entirety. We're not playing that today. Then, I barely got to come home, wash up, change, and get all glammed out for the red carpet. And then we showed up at Global Kingdom July 20th in the evening, and we started our red carpet interviews. And it started with Reverend Denise Gillard, who was a Women of Excellence Award recipient, and she also had her children's group nominated for a Glass Award for the Children's Choir. Now, she won, let me see, for Community Humanitarian Service for the Women of Excellence. So here's the interview. This is the evening. This is Pastor Jay Rouse and the Pastor Jay Rouse Show, and we're live and direct this evening here at the Glass Awards, and I have the very wonderful Denise Gillard, and she was also a woman of excellence, so she's a multifaceted, talented, ordained being of God. Amen. Praise God. So now, you're taking part in this evening's event?
Yes, the children's program, one of the children's programs that I've founded. Mm-hmm. Was nominated for the Children's Award for their music.
Very
and they're
good.
Called TC3,
oh,
the
yeah.
Toronto Children's Concert Choir and Performing Arts
mm-hmm.
Company.
Very
so
fun.
We're really excited to be here tonight.
Okay. So now, do you direct the choir or just a director?
Yeah.
You produce the choir, but you deal directly with them?
I produced it, and I do direct them and deal directly with them, but I also, you know, we've been doing it for 12 years now, so I'm so glad more and more we have some of the younger members or outside people with skills coming on to direct. So each year I direct a little less.
Right.
And I, you know, see about the overall organization.
Okay, wonderful. Yes. And I've already said that we have to get together because we still have to get some more in-depth stuff, especially for a woman of excellence. To be called a woman of excellence is a glorious title. Amen.
It's very humbling
yes.
because, you know, you have to know you're accountable to God
mm-hmm.
and live accordingly. So
Amen.
I take it as a very, very high honor,
mm-hmm.
but I also take it in perspective knowing, you know, I'm a child of God and I need to behave accordingly.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, congratulations. And it's always a blessing when children
yes.
are getting the limelight for things that they're doing and in God's honor. Amen.
Yes, we're excited.
So obviously we wish you very, 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 very best for the evening. You look simply lovely.
I'm just looking at this lovely. She's wearing a gorgeous black sequin with blue. Highlight sequins, yes.
The bracelet.
Okay, I was gonna say, oh yeah, she's wearing her Women of Excellence bling. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And the hair looking wonderful, all beautiful spirals, just glorious, falling very delicately around. Glorious. Congratulations again, my love.
Yes,
and we will catch up. You're supposed to get in touch so we can get you live on air. Okay.
Right. God bless.
God
Thank
bless
you.
You. We continue here at the Glass Awards, and we're here with DJ Evangelist.
That's right.
And he is one of the nominees. Amen. Yeah. Which award are you up for this evening?
I'm up for two awards, New Rap Album of the Year, Best Rap Album of the Year, and New Artist of the Year.
Okay, very good. So how are you feeling about all of that?
I'm feeling all good.
Yeah,
all
God, good. To yes. God be the glory.
God be the glory every
Amen.
Time.
Amen. Amen. And who's this wonderful woman attached to you?
This is my beautiful wife, Teresa.
Okay. Very, very nice. Oh, she looks stunning. You look wonderful together.
Thank you.
So, and you know, rap is a really new genre, even though it's old.
Yes.
In the gospel scene, it's been around, but it hasn't been so publicly aired. And we actually air a lot of that on our show. So
yes.
We'll have to get some of your
Definitely.
Stuff.
Definitely. And I'm coming with a twist tonight because I'm representing the whole of the Caribbean.
Oh, amen.
So the type of a rap that I do is for more of a Caribbean kind of a rap. That's like dancehall, reggae kind of
yes.
a rap.
Yes. Okay. Right. Definitely. Yes. Definitely. Well, you'll have to get in touch with me. If you can remember, PastorJRouse@gmail.com.
Okay.
Just look me up, Pastor Jay Rouse, and we'll get you on air. We'll
Definitely.
Get some of your music, and we'll get it out there. Amen?
Definitely.
But in the meantime, God bless you, and I know what is yours, and if it's not, well, God is still blessing. Amen?
Definitely.
And it's all about the testimony, and it's all about the gospel. Praise God.
It's all about Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Amen. We're continuing here at the Glass Awards. I've got a very handsome man with a wonderful bow tie. Praise God. He is decking out God's finest. Amen. We're here with Brother Chris Lowe, and he's up for one of the nominations this evening. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I'm
yeah.
excited. Yeah.
Amen. Anybody want to give a shout out to?
My mom and my family, my wife. She's on her way.
Aww.
You know the ladies need a little more time to get ready.
Oh, you know what? Well, if you could clean up this nicely that quickly, she's going to look stunning.
Well, wait till you see her.
Oh, I'm afraid. Maybe we should get an award ready for her,
that's
too.
That's true.
Amen. And what is your wife's name?
Her name's Nicole.
Nicole. We're going to give a shout out to Nicole.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I'm going to have to make sure I get a picture of Nicole later on.
Yeah,
praise
for
God.
Sure, for sure.
So God is giving you the blessings.
He is.
And you're sending it back out in full.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes, I have to.
Amen. Well, I wish you the very best.
Thanks.
And continue. And God bless you. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We continue here at the Glass Awards, and I have the very handsome O'Neill Watson.
Yes.
One of the very excited nominees for tonight. And you are up for which award?
I think male vocalist.
Yes, I recognize it on the list.
Video of the year.
Yes.
And I think artist of the year, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is your wonderful aunt.
This
What's
my
auntie's
aunt.
Name?
Hazel Palmer.
Hazel Palmer?
She
looks stunning. She put you to shame. You know your auntie loves you when she could show up on the red carpet just to give you that little support. Amen. You're working it, auntie. You're working it. Praise God.
I'm excited for her. If it wasn't for my aunt,
yes,
I would not be here.
Okay.
And that's emotional for me. I'm sorry.
Yes. No, that's
but
okay.
But I thank God for her, and I thank God for my uncle. He's already inside.
Yes.
And but yeah, if it wasn't for her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anybody want to give a shout out to?
You know, my mom who's not here.
Yes.
You know, she's in Jamaica,
yes,
my aunt, my family, my, you know, Kayan,
yeah,
Rohan, just the family who are in this country.
Amen.
And my staff who works in my heart, you know, Omar, Sarah,
yes,
Chris, who's not here. They make my life much easier and to do this ministry.
Amen.
And go full force.
And the biggest shout out all goes to our God.
Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Yeah.
The one and only. Praise God.
Yeah, he's
so
awesome.
I wish you well for the
Thank
evening.
You so much.
God bless you.
Thank
and
you.
You know what? You're a winner in God's
Thank
eyes,
you
no
so
matter
much.
What happens. Amen. And
Thank
with
you.
This stunning aunt on your arm. I'm
going
to have
so
to tell your mama your arm
Thank
was
you so
working
much.
It. Amen. God bless
you.
God bless you, my love. God bless you, too. We continue with the Glass Awards, and I've got my ultimate buddy here, Sharon Riley, looking fine in her gorgeous black and white. I'm working, and then lips. Girl, go on now. God's music comes through that. Amen. Praise God. So how are you feeling this evening?
Tired, but I'm excited.
Yes? Good.
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
It's unique, isn't it? It's amazing,
so.
The people, watching everybody dressed up,
mm-hmm,
looking their finest. You know what? God's finest. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Girl, we're still going to get you online. Remember, we're going to do our
You better.
Scenes,
you better.
Man. Hello.
Okay, I'm counting on it.
I'm looking forward to coming in and even coming on location if I have to.
Okay,
I'll come and hang out with the choir and stuff.
Let's
and I'll cause you some trouble that you will have security remove me. Amen. Praise God.
Not a problem.
But I'm not going to hold you up because I know you got to get pics and I don't want this to go to waste because
okay,
it looks
okay.
Real fine.
Thank you.
Have
you.
A glorious evening, my
Thank
friend.
Thank you.
Okay?
Pray for me. Pray for us.
I will.
Okay.
Amen. And she did look stunning. And I just want to interject in here because some of those people that we actually spoke to did win awards. Amen. Now, let's see. We spoke with Reverend Denise Gillard. Well, her choir, let me just make sure I've got this correct, her Children's Performance of the Year group, TC3, actually won a Glass Award. Amen. And I have, who else? We're still going to hook up with DJ Evangelist. He did not win, but that's okay because we want to bring him in here because he's one of the new artists. And so definitely to be nominated for this unique first-time award is definitely an honor. So I can't wait to get my hands on some of his music. I'm going to have a session where we literally just have some serious gospel rap because I've got a couple artists that we're connected with, and it's going to be amazing. Okay. Now, if I'm correct, yes. My buddy, Mr. O'Neill Watson, and his auntie, bless her heart, she was just the sweetest thing. I'm going to be able to post some pictures for you guys tomorrow, and you'll get to see some of these people and how they were looking and who they were with. But O'Neill Watson, he won for Music Video of the Year, and that was for The Lord Will Make a Way. Amen. Praise God. I'm just trying to make sure I didn't miss anybody here. Yes. Okay. And we just spoke to my buddy Sharon Riley, and she did look amazing. You're going to get to see some of her pictures. Well, Sharon Riley won with as group duo of the year, Sharon Riley and Faith Corral, and we're going to get to do a behind-the-scenes thing with them, and I'm excited. I'm definitely excited. It's going to be amazing, and so we'll definitely keep you posted. But while we've got Sharon Riley on our mind, let's hear some Sharon Riley music with Faith Corral, and I believe we have the song, is it Integrity? Yes, Integrity. Amen. Enjoy.
Hey, hey, hey.
Try to buy me. Okay, Pastor J. Ralph continuing here. And I have a very, very lovely couple, praise God. I'm sorry, your wife looks good.
I know she does.
See that, look at him.
Yes,
you know what? He already got the award. Now who are we talking about this evening?
Calvin Chambers.
Amen.
Yes,
and
yes.
He's a producer.
Nominated for Producer of the Year, Song of the Year, which is Only Unto You, featuring Alvin Slaughter.
Yeah.
And then my church choir was nominated too.
Okay, and your church choir?
Victory International.
Okay, you gotta give a shout out to your
Yes, I do. This is why you do what you do.
Amen. Praise God. She looks simply stunning. You know what? God bless you.
Thank you.
I keep working that. He already got his reward. Amen. Praise God. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you.
And just so you know, Brother Calvin, he did get an award for Victory International. I believe they were Choir of the Year. Let me double check. Yep, Church Choir of the Year. Amen. So on top of the award that he came walking in with, he did actually get another glass award for that too. So congratulations to you, Brother Calvin. Praise God. And we shall continue.
Where?
Okay, so let's talk.
Praise God. We're here at the Glass Awards. Continue. I'm looking at this big giant cross on her chest. You know what? They say you can wear your heart on your sleeve, but girl, you got to wear that cross everywhere. Amen. We're here with Yolande Spooner. She's looking simply wonderful.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? I'll say to God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. So you're a nominee for this evening, and which one are you nominated for?
I'm actually nominated for Christian Contemporary Artist.
Amen.
Which was much to my surprise, because my newest project isn't out yet, so I'm excited that
Amen.
When it gets out, it'll be a blessing.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Well, you know you have to get in touch with us, PastorJRouse@gmail.com, and we're going to get some of your music from you, put it out there, and we'll have to give you a little chat online.
Absolutely.
And we get to the nitty-gritty of who Yolande Spooner is, because she looks good. We're going to get some info. Amen.
Thank you.
I said the other night, we don't gossip, we just gospel. Amen.
I like that. High five. Y'all can see this, but we didn't
have time. Amen. Praise God. I wish you well. God bless
you,
sister.
God.
And you know what? Keep working that. Amen.
Yeah,
amen. You're working it. Don't worry.
All right.
Pastor Jay Rouse here, still continuing at the Glass Awards. Very handsome, Jay Harrison,
oh,
my goodness.
You.
Were you performing last night at the Gospel Fest?
Yes, we did something last night. We actually, I hosted it last night.
Okay.
So it was great. We had to sing
okay.
a lot.
Okay, look at
it,
multi-talented, amen?
Oh, we do what we can.
Amen. You got to do what you, the Lord will always make you do what you got to do, and he'll help you, amen?
That's right.
Praise God. So how are you feeling about this evening?
This evening is great, just to be a part of the Glass Awards.
Yes.
And so many great artists from Canada are here.
Amen.
And we've gotten so much support from the area, so we're honored to be a part.
And you know what? I have an international ministry, so what we do is we highlight new independent gospel and Christian music
Praise
all
God.
Around the world.
Praise God.
So we give a shout out, so we're connected with the Stellar people and everybody else.
Absolutely.
So,
awesome.
So that's awesome. So you know, it's a blessing that we can actually intermingle.
Absolutely.
And you know, we always support everybody across the border. We're cousins.
Sure do.
Amen.
That's right. You
Amen.
Are.
And we're blood brothers and sisters through Christ.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's
oh,
right.
It's a joy and a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for
we
having
will
me.
Get on touch so I can get on air with you and get
Absolutely.
Some of your music out there.
Absolutely. Love to.
And then we'll see where we go from there. Amen.
Amen.
Have a glorious evening.
Thank you. You
Thank
too.
Thank you.
God bless
Pastor J. Rouse here with my girl, Londa. Praise
yes.
God. We had an awesome time on air the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you were going to bring it. Girl,
mm-hmm.
you didn't warn us just early enough. Praise God. She looks simply wonderful. We've got some pictures that you'll be seeing on our online show.
Mm-hmm.
And word has it that she's doing a change. So we're going to
yes.
get to, she's going to do her change.
Yes.
So the voice is all set and ready to break
ready
down
to
the place.
Ready to go.
You sure their sound system can handle you, girl?
Yeah, we'll see.
All right,
we'll
test it, test it.
We did do a sound check and it was all right.
All right.
It was all right.
At the time. At
only
the
you
time.
Lord.
Go on, girl.
I'm great. Only you, Lord.
Yes.
I'm strong. Only you, Lord.
That's
Hallelujah.
It. That's
only
it. That's
you.
All you
we
get.
Said that. Nothing but amen.
Yes, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful
bless
night.
You
know we got to hang, so we're still going to
yes.
do our full show
yes.
on us. Ms.
Yes.
Londa. Who is Ms. Londa?
Okay.
And where are my little baby boys?
They're at home.
They're at home?
Yeah, they're with the grandparents.
The grandparents?
Yeah, they're
all right.
there too. Rambunctious.
Okay. All right. No, I can imagine. That's all right. I know they're excited for their mommy. And did they get to see mommy when she left?
You know what? No, because
oh.
I wasn't dressed.
but they'll see pictures.
That's all right. Yeah. Well, I can't hog you for myself because you know I would. Praise God. I'm just praying
you.
For blessings for you.
Thank
Give
you
me
so
another
much.
Hug. God bless
yes.
you.
Thank you so much.
All right. Pleasure. Go on, girl.
Amen. That was my buddy, Londa Lamarne. And I'm telling you, she cleaned up. There's no other way to say it. Here is all of the Glass Awards Alonda won for the evening. Praise God. And she's just awesome. And yes, we're definitely going to do some hanging out with Londa. She won Female Vocalist of the Year Glass Award, Artist of the Year, and I know she got something else. Song of the Year, Be Lifted. Amen. She did very well, amen. And we got to give a shout out to our buddy Londa, and we're going to listen to her. You heard her warming up on the red carpet just with me. But here you are, Only You, Lord, by Londa Lamarne. Thank you. Amen. And Londa will definitely be back on our show, and we'll get some more information. We want to know the background to Londa Lamond. And we already got to find out a couple weeks ago when they were on the show that she used to sing with Sharon Riley and Faith Corral. And so the roots are deep there, and they have a great respect for each other. It's just wonderful. I just love the Christian gospel world. There's no animosity. Everybody's working together because we're really just building one kingdom, amen, and working together for the good of God and His glory. So now we have the opportunity to let you hear some excerpts from the actual Glass Awards, with the awards being presented and some of the thank you and acceptance speeches, okay? So we'll start you off with that. Enjoy.
It's been a long time coming, so we celebrate Michael and we celebrate Hyacinth for having the vision to honor and to celebrate all of the laborers of the field in the city of Toronto. Thank you so much.
Now, I said that there's going to be a giveaway. Here's your chance to get a giveaway. I am going to give the question. There is a current politician in Toronto, or he held a position and is running for the upcoming election tomorrow. If you find out who he is, because it's in here, then you need to email us, PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com, or connect to us right away on Twitter, or you could send us a message on Facebook at Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. Get at us, and the first two people who come up with the correct answer and the correct spelling, I'm going to make it difficult, when you contact us, we have two CDs, gospel CDs that we're going to be giving away. We've got a couple here, and depending on the kind of winner we have, it will vary the type of music you want to hear, okay? And so you need to get at us. So I'm going to bring that back on. Good luck.
It's been a long time coming, so we celebrate Michael and we celebrate Hyacinth for having the vision to honor and to celebrate all of the laborers of the field in the city of Toronto. Thank you so much. I have the honor and the privilege of announcing the new artist of the year, the new artist of the year. That is the bright, that is the shining, that is the up and coming servant of the Lord to present his message in a new and dynamic way. Please turn your attention to the screen. And the winner is, drum roll, please. Wow. Church of Jesus.
An amazing and incredible young man who's been a supporter of our community for years, and he's a former chair of TTC who's actually running for this area, representing the NDP party. An avid supporter of our youth, and ladies and gentlemen, my friend as well, Adam Giffroni.
Thank you so very much, and I'm very humbled to be here in front of all this talent. I'm looking forward to the rest of the night. My part is really very small here. First, ask you to look up at the screen to listen to the incredible, or see the names of the incredible list of nominees for this award. And if we could play the video, that would be fantastic.
Jari Gospel Choir. Kingdom Covenant.
Fantastic. There's so many great number for the choir of the year. The winner is Toronto Mass Choir.
another tall man in my life. Thank you so much. This is a wonderful honor, and we're so thankful. This is an inaugural event tonight for Toronto and for us to be recognized with these great choirs. Give all of the nominees a hand. It's amazing. We know, though, don't we? Choir people, we're the best people, right? Choir people. Anybody in a choir out there? Come on. Yes, who else but crazy people go to a place every week with people you don't necessarily like to sing music you don't necessarily know? Come on now. We are so thankful, though, for the opportunity to be here to represent, and to God be the glory, great things He has done. Amen? Amen? If it was just for us, we would have given it up a long time ago, but what's for God? And so we thank you to Michael, to Hyacinth, to everyone who voted, and also to you for being here to support tonight. God bless you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Pastor Roger.
And I'm Sam from the gospel duo, Roger and Sam, originating from the UK.
We're also associate pastors of Life Community Church. Anybody here from Life? We are here tonight to present the award for Group Duo of the Year. The nominees are...
Sharon Rowley and Steve Corral. Brian Hamilton and Steve Brown. Pastor Don and D&W. Matthew McIntyre and Mike.
And the winner is... Sharon Rowley and Steve Corral.
Thank you so much, Michael, for doing this. This is awesome. Are you enjoying yourself so far? Thank you so much. I'm honored to have received this. I wouldn't have wanted to do this with nobody but Faith Corral. I love them so much. This is my family. I love you, Faith Corral. And to the writer of this album, Devon Sinclair, you're the world. And I want to thank management, Lloyd Lawrence, and my family. And to God be the glory. Thank you so much.
Bonjour Toronto! Bringing a little love from Montreal.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give it up to this fantastic band, the baddest band in Toronto. And the awesome background singers, Gia.
As the host mentioned, we are Chris and Jen. We are the dynamic duo of Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM every Sunday morning on your radio dial between the hours of 7 and 9. Now, what makes this award extra special is that we play these artists every Sunday morning.
Time to recognize the nominees, the 2013 nominees, Female Vocalist of the Year.
Female Vocalist of the Year, Josette Hawkins, Sharon Riley, Karen Jewell, Londa Larkin, Paula Sanchez.
And the winner is, ladies first, we're going to do this together. You know, the winner is Christopher. We're going to do this.
Londa Larkin!
Amen. Bless the Lord. Power to my sisters out there. Congratulations to all the nominees. I'm grateful. I'm shaking. I can barely breathe. But to God be the glory. There's strong nominees in this category, and I give honor to every single one of you. You guys are awesome. Mr. Riley, you helped bring me to where I am, so I give honor to you. Amen. Amen. I want to give God thanks. I want to thank my family and thank all of you that support me and help nominate me and all of that. Thank you, Pastor and First Lady Miko. Love you guys. Rhema Christian Ministry.
Turn up. That's right.
Turn up.
All right.
Bingo.
That's Sister Bacon. All right. So thank you all. Thank you. God bless you.
Some anointed music here tonight. We're so, so privileged and so honored to be here. And I have the privilege of being able to, first of all, say thank you again to the congregation, to all of you, for being here and for being so supportive. Toronto Mass Choir, as many of you know, has been around for 25 years, and we get to see all these wonderful young artists coming up, and it's so exciting. I also would be remiss if I could say that here, in less than 3 months' time, in the same church, you know, there's something about getting recognition from your peers. We know that we do this because we love the Lord. We know that we're called to His purpose, and we know that as we do that, that we're going to get the heavenly reward. Amen?
But I just want to intervene, and we're going to put on Grateful People by Pastor Richard Brown. We got to speak with him last week, had a wonderful time. We did invite him back and even invited him back to join in on a panel, on a talk, on a right on point topic. But just so you're aware, Pastor Richard Brown, as you know, last week we mentioned it, he won as the Male Vocalist of the Year for the Glass Awards for 2013. So let's give some way and listen to his song, Grateful People. Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I need to know if there's any grateful people in the house tonight that are so grateful for the goodness of God. We come to worship and we come to celebrate Him. Somebody tell me where I need to know where I belong. Come on, Toronto. Tell me where. Yeah. Somebody lift it to the Lord. Say, I need to know. Strength.
glorious God, we praise you.
Amen. Pastor Richard Brown, grateful people. And we go back to the final excerpts of the Glass Awards.
I need
a music video. Social networking and everything. And we just want to honor those just to look to the left if we can honor the nominees tonight.
Music video of the year. Karen Jewel Johnson. Rapture at GPF. Yes, I am. O'Neill Watson. The Lord will make a way. Marissa Nicole. What?
And the winner of the 2013 Glass Award recipient of Music Video of the Year is O'Neill Watson, the Lord of the Rings.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, church. I give honor to God. I thank God. I thank God for this gift. I thank God that He trusts me still to minister His word. I want to give honor. I want to thank God for opening the doors that I was able to shoot this video in Australia. I thank God that He made that way. And I want to give thanks to Emily and Daniel who directed this video. Thank you so much. I want to thank my family, my aunt, my uncle is here. Sharon Ryder, Faith Corral, family for life. I love you guys, my pastor, Pastor First Lady Brown. I love you. Thank you for being a friend, a mentor, pastor.
In the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Theatric Arts of the Year. I'm excited about that. How about you? Let's look at the screen and see who that will be. Theatric Arts of the Year. Community. God bless you guys. And thank you for supporting not just my theater, but just theater in the city of Toronto. Amen. I want to thank God for my EMG family, Exousia Media Group. I thank God for these young men and women. There's over 60-something of them on fire for God, turning this world upside down, not just here, but in the States, in the UK, in Uganda. God is opening doors for us, and we are just presenting the gospel in a new way. I thank God for the executive. We call ourselves the disciples. There's 15 of us. We're three over. But we are just believing God and blazing a trail. I thank God for Rhema Christian Ministry. I thank God for my pastor and First Lady, Pastor Ora Meikle and First Lady Judith Meikle, and the Rhema family. Rhema, where you at? Thank you for supporting all that I do, and thank you for believing in me. And just before I thank my family at the end, which is most important, I want to thank God for all that He's doing. I just came back from Orlando. and something huge has happened for EMG. I have to just give a praise report. We submitted our film, The Sun, to the Gideon Film Festival. It's the second largest faith festival in America. Out of 50 films, we won Best Screenplay, Best Actor, Best Production Design. We came in second in Best Film. So we give God praise. This is just the beginning. And last but not least, I would not even be up here. I wouldn't even be holding award had it not been for a giant in the kingdom. A great man is one that doesn't need the spotlight. A great man is one that understands who he is, his manhood, his worth, and he recognizes the gifting in his wife and says, you, it's your season. The light is on you. You go forward. I will stay and hold down the fort. So Greg Nemhard, my best friend, this is for you and for my three children, Malik, Michaela, Mikhail. God bless.
Congratulations to Hyacinth and Michael. Let's put our hands together for these two guys and people. These are the visionaries of the island's incredible initiative, the Glass Award. I am absolutely honored and delighted to be the presenter of the most influential leader of the year. I'm all about leadership and great leadership. And I'm so glad that the Glass Award had made space for this category. These are the people who exemplify good leadership. Individuals who have the courage, the boldness, and the passion to step from beyond the crowd, to be a voice for the voiceless, and to raise up leaders like themselves. Put your attention towards the screen, and let us announce the winner tonight. Bishop Barrington Smith.
Trip us up and remind us that we're not all that.
and remind us who our daddy is, the one who picks us up. Amen. And sometimes I think a lifetime achievement award means you're getting old, but we're young in the Lord's work. For him, our lives are just a blink, and our life is over. Our legacy is what's most important. And so for me, if this inspires anyone else to continue to keep on keeping on, then so be it. And may we all live a life that is achieved in knowing that he is the author and finisher of your faith. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm just going to read through all the winners of the Glass Awards 2013 winners. As you know, Male Vocalist of the Year was Pastor Richard Brown. The Nude Artist of the Year was the Church of Jesus Christ Mass. The Children's Performance of the Year was TC3. Choir of the Year, Toronto Mass Choir. Group Duo of the Year, Sharon Riley and Faith Corral. Church Choir of the Year, Victory International. Producer of the Year, Jonathan Kerr. Female Vocalist of the Year, Londa Larmont. Theatrical Arts of the Year, Shel Nembhard. Artist of the Year, Londa Larmont. Music Video of the Year, O'Neill Watson, for The Lord Will Make a Way. Fan Favorite Artist of the Year, Matthew McIntosh. Song of the Year, Be Lifted by Londa Larmont. Most Supportive Musician of the Year, Athol Baker. Most Influential Leader of the Year, Bishop Barrington Smith. Traditional Artist / Group of the Year, Church of Jesus Christ Mass. And Rap Hip Hop Gospel CD of the Year goes to Prosper. Instrumental CD of the Year, Dave Brown. And as you just heard, the Lifetime Achievement of the Year went to Karen Burke. But I know whether they came home with a glass award, or they came home with their spouse or significant other, or they just came home alone, they weren't alone, because the Lord walks with all of them. And I know that their reward continues to grow. Their final reward, we know where that is. But you have to remember, we don't do it because we're trying to be somebody, but we're trying to show somebody. And that's nothing but the Lord. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We had a wonderful time at the Glass Awards. And I can tell you, I already have an inside scoop. And already heard the Glass Awards 2014 has even more categories added to it. So praise God. And you know, as long as I have life and I have breath, I will be there. Praise the Lord. But I just want to end things off on a note. And this week I got a moment of sabbatical time because I needed that. I needed to spend some time with the Lord and do some serious soul searching. And the one thing I was able to figure out is I posted this on the Pastor Jay Rouse page, and it says, if you opened your eyes this morning, you are blessed. If you were able to get up out of the bed this morning, you are really blessed. If you washed up, put on clean clothes, put food in your belly, then smile because you are truly blessed. If you have people in your life that truly love you for you, don't want anything from you, and just want to give you love, then you are blessed beyond belief. And most likely they know Jesus and know the meaning of unconditional love. So, as you go about your day, remember you are blessed. So you too should be a blessing. And I call it paying it forward, Jesus style. Amen. To God be the glory. Dig deep and you will find your blessing. Someone always has it worst. And I can tell you, many don't have it at all. Amen. So just remember, stay prayerful. Jesus loves you and we do too. but no one can love you like the Lord. If he's in your life, then continue to hold on. And if he's not in your life, all you have to do, it's the ABCs, they say, you have to admit that you are a sinner. We've all sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us are perfect. You have to believe that he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and that he died on the cross, and 3 days later, he arose and ascended and went to prepare a place for you. And confess. Confess that you are a sinner. He forgives all things. Amen. Because that's the Lord that I serve, and that's the Lord that I love, and that's the Lord that I share. It's never too late. And if you've walked away, he's never gone. You didn't walk away from him. He's always been following you, because he said he would never leave you nor forsake you. So just call on his name. He's right there and always will be. Thank you for joining us this evening. We look forward to sharing with you and updating you next week. We have an exciting show next week, so don't forget to check us out. And tonight we had our first charity challenge, and we also had our first giveaway. So please check the pages, contact us, email us, give us a tweet, whatever it be. Just know that we love you. And remember, God be with you until we meet again.
At night.